Nutramedical Report with Leo Zagami. And our two websites are Nutramedical, NutriMedical.com, and clayandiron.com. And, of course, it has that name from the Book of Daniel, and particularly Chapter 2 of the Book of Daniel. We are ruled over by evil that is people that are of clay, avatared by the iron of transdimensional beings, otherwise known in the biblical times of the Gadareans, where Jesus cast out the demoniac, by transdimensional entities. People say, well, I want to accept the Bible as truth if you're a Christian, but the fact is they don't want to accept certain things that kind of turn away, or they don't want to accept the occult, or the fact that there are spiritual matters in high places that are ruling over us, as it says in the New Testament, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. And your books, Leo, I think unveil a lot of things. This is the time of the apocalypse or the unveiling. I think your books are part of that process of unveiling that's very important for people to read. Tell us about your latest book, part two of the Confessions of an Illuminati, and what's happening. I know we have Leo connected, so I know he's there. Leo. Yes, indeed. Leo Zagami, are you there? Hello, Leo. Well, while we're trying to confirm that Leo's connection is good, I will just kind of summarize. Firstly, what Leo's done is he's explained what's going on with the different, what we call secret orders. There are orders that consider themselves, we call white orders and dark orders. There's orders that are definitely clearly satanic. There's orders that purport to do good, such as the orders that are behind Donald Trump. We have medical orders like Phi Sigma that I belong to and basically just didn't do anything in the... I belonged to it literally before I went to medical school, a few months. People have to understand that these secret orders are basically the, if you want to call it, the descendants of the high priests that were the keepers of the knowledge and wisdom that had the ability to have scribes, education, and schools of higher learning, which is why all the higher learning schools, including legal, medical, and otherwise, business, all have secret orders. Now, those secret orders may be just benign, where they're trying to push forward things like medical cures and Phi Sigma, or they can be dark orders, which are clearly satanic. And in fact, some of the orders that are tied with the Jesuits are clearly evil. Let's see. I guess he didn't answer when he got called. Okay, it was just a voicemail. All right. Well, we'll continue. And what I'm going to do then, because we're trying to track down Leo, is we will... he probably is getting mixed up because he literally lives in Rome. And the last time we had him on, it was 2 hours later. And we're getting him 2 hours earlier than expected, so we'll keep on trying. What I want to do is I want to open up lines on any topic. All you have to do is tell our board op, Dan, exactly what your question or statement is. We had some interesting questions the other day, such as the War of Gog and Magog, above unity energy technology, like dealing with the water engine and things like that. So we'll keep on working on trying to get Leo Zagami. He's also booked to come in next week at the same time slot, so hopefully we'll get him kind of queued up on the time difference in Rome. I think it's like a 9-hour difference. So here it would be 7 o'clock in Rome. The last time he was on, it would be 9 o'clock. So hopefully that will work out. Now, the latest that's going on is the TSA is completely broken down. 70,000 people missed their American Airlines flights. Wow. The other major news item that's going on is, of course, it's a dead heat in California for herself, that is Hillary Clinton, and she's going down fast. The latest evaluation by the, in terms of her a review of her emails, indicated that she did break rules and did break laws. And the next stage, of course, is for the FBI to actually proceed. And the other major story that's going on now is Bernie Sanders is, you know, we're only 2 months away from the actual Democratic convention. But he's won 11 of the last 14 primaries, and it's almost certain that if things get further worse, if Hillary does not win California against Bernie, and interestingly, she refused to do a Fox News interview and a debate with Bernie Sanders, but Trump accepted. In fact, I think he was on Jimmy Kimmel Live. Jimmy Kimmel asked Trump if he would do a interview, and he said, of course, I'll do a debate with Bernie, the Burn, they call him. Now, you have to understand that Bernie Sanders is long on what we call energy and determination to, quote, give people answers to their issues, which is extremely ridiculously expensive education, healthcare that's a broken system, but he has no way of paying for it. And the problem is that I'm writing specific papers that will be based on transitional programs like the one that Donald Trump has put forward for healthcare, and that paper will be ready probably by this weekend. I'll also create a video of it that will be put up on our RSS networks. And by the way, if you're visiting NutraMedical, I want to go over this so you'll have an understanding of exactly all the new services we're trying to provide you here that I think you'll find very helpful. The first thing is that you want to listen to the program only at NutraMedical.com because we have all of our links on our Blueberry. And if you go to NutraMedical.com, you'll see a panel, a big panel, right to the left and center top of the screen. You'll see also some drop-down menus of news, radio show archives, news and stories. You'll see products. That's the one. If you want to hit that panel, you'll see all the products in our affiliate companies that we promote. Wellness conditions, you'll see contact us. If you want to have a consultation, and you don't have to be a customer, and you get a free consultation by email, not by phone, but by email, if you put down your specific health issues. If it looks like your case is too complex to have just a simple consult as a starter, I'll recommend a consultation, which I charge by half-hour time pot. The contact us, of course, also gives you our phone number, 888-212-8871 for orders. Tonight at midnight, the sale, which is going to be, I think, 5 days. It'll be midnight tonight, right through midnight to Tuesday, the 31st, is going to be pretty remarkable. It'll be 7% off, even including our previous sale prices, and free shipping over $50. So that's pretty amazing. So if you have questions, do put them in. We honor, in terms of shipping, if you send a money order or a check, we will give you free shipping on your orders. So money order and check. So we have some of the people in advance of the sale have already sent in their orders, and they're being processed today. They'll be shipped out right away. I want to go through the Listen Life panel and give you some ideas of some of the new things. Firstly, on the NutraMedical Associates, if you go down just under the carrot bars, and there's two there that says carrot bars and a carrot bar vision, you'll see an FDG, which is a focus group discussion. And that will bring you directly to our Deagle Network forum and blog. And that forum allows you to communicate with each other. Michelle is the forum mistress, I guess, of that blog. And that forum, it makes it really, really easy for you to connect with other people in your part of the country or world that are NutraMedical customers. And if you're not a customer, you will not get into the blog or get a membership. The panel, and the most important one right now, is the Listen Live on NutraMedical.com. And you want to listen live free to the NutraMedical Report, you get the Showcast as the top button. Second button down is our archives, which are over on podcasts. Over in our Blueberry network, and we have both audio and video podcasts. In fact, we're setting up all kinds of channels that will do RSS feed to iTunes, Google Play, YouTube, etc. All of these different feeds will actually allow you to subscribe and get audio and video podcasts of our videos. The next number down is the Zeno Live number, and after the show, the board ops here are, by the way, top-notch. They send me over the files right away, and I put them up right after the show. So you can listen to the show. If you don't have a computer, you just want to dial a number and hear the show replayed 8 times a day or all 3 hours, that's 701-801-2263. The next button down is the RBN numbers that tell you how to listen to the program. If you want to call in, and basically every hour of the show is a call-in except for the last hour on Friday when Michelle answers your questions by posing questions to the me in the batter cage, Dr. Bill, at... And you can call into the show any other day, but you got to stay on the topic. You can't go off on a different topic. If it's open lines like today, you can actually call in about any topic, anytime. You just have to tell the board op a very succinct and clear question or statement. Don't just wander. Try to be real succinct about what your question or statement is, and I'll try to propose an answer or start a dialogue on it. That's 800-313-9443. The Listen Live phone number is provided by Zeno Radio, and that's 605-562-5111, and Zeno Radio is really good to do that. We also have, for Android phones, it's 712-775-6827. Now, the next is the Vimeo HD channels link. And if you go to that particular link, you're going to see all of the channels, and including our three on-demand pages. Currently, we have 63 videos up there, 11 collections, and you can sign up and get notices of new ones. Most of the videos are free. There's a few that are on demand, including the documentary film on Roger Stone interview, the new video on which was called the podcasting and video casting training videos, which are actually for people who want to learn how to do the proper. I worked very diligently the last several months now with Jim Gorsi in New York, and we have actually produced these videos, and there's going to be affiliate ebooks to teach you how to actually do podcasting anywhere in the world with the best companies, the best platforms, etc., and then how to do video casting if you want to do video. And pretty well anybody can, actually. the next button that you want to touch on below that is what's called a live stream channel, and that live stream channel will bring you directly to all of our live stream channels, and we have currently eight events, and if you hit those events, some of them are live. You want to sign up for a live stream because there's often a show after the show. We're also setting up to do multi-point conferences. We'll have literally, you know, interviews going on cameras all over the world. It can be in Germany, New York, South America. Those are coming, or specific interviews of just a specific guest live. And you can actually contact the show either with a question by going to Skype and making a request to actually be accepted at NutriMedical1. That's NUTRI Medical number one. When you do that, you have to be accepted first, and then if you do either pose a question, which is in text, or a statement, we can talk about it on the show, or I can hit the button and actually connect, and we can have you in the actual live video. So that's another service we're providing for you here that I think you'll find very useful. Now, the number of channels includes NutriMedical products, protocols, and research, geopolitics and analysis of world events, astrophysics and earth changes, biosecurity and public health, clayandiron.com, which is our other website, and Christian World News and Prophecy, how to win in court with expert Dr. Fred Graves. We talk about a number of topics. You'll see videos that we're going to be producing on a number of topics. They go along with his course called How to Win in Court Jurisdictionary. CareBar's current basically gold by the gram business, which I strongly recommend everybody get involved with, and we are your mentors. We'll help you upline. And we have a number of videos there that will include not only videos they produce, but also care group team or interviews with people like Jim Deal or other people upline. Then the last category or event right now, and there may be more coming, will be environmentalism globally, and also detoxification and evaluation. So those are the channels that are present on that particular button. The next area is NutriMedical formulas, and this brings you directly just to the channel that talks about the specific NutriMedical formulas that are present. The formulas and protocols, wellness conditions, etc. Let's see now. Let's have a look at that particular one. That brings you to the NutriMedical.com protocols. We'll include recaps of the show, special reports, things like Twiland, a summit to see myelobaric oxygen. You can see more about the chambers there, specific events. There's currently, I think, a number of wellness protocols, you know, of medical information about our products like Healer Max and Cell Defense Plus, et cetera, and all these different nutraceuticals, plus special topics like bovine spongiform encephalopathy, things dealing with public health, et cetera. You'll see a lot of them that are cross-indexed over there. The next channel deals with special technologies that we have here at NutriMedical.com. And that deals with the particular products. For example, it brings you directly to our Deagle Network, a list of audio and video blogs and information on all the products. So if you want to find out more about BioLVR or Berberstatin, you'll see the full article there, and you'll see a video presentation that will explain to you that particular product. So each day what we're doing is we're uploading all the products, and there's several hundred, so you'll be able to access to get a lot more information than just what's on the information sheets that you see there. The next channel down below that is called YouTube, and the YouTube channel basically covers just YouTube. We are trying to make sure that people have access to All of the information in our YouTube channel, which, of course, is a big behemoth on the Internet. We're setting up specific sub-channels, so that'll be all nice, and you'll be able to find anything you want in any topic, and it's all searchable. We're also putting up in Google Play and also on all the other RSS feeds for all of the videos on the planet. So whether it's audio or video, you can search by topic. So if you go to the Deagle Network, you can put a topic. Let's say you want to look up Donald Trump or Roger Stone, and it'll pull up all the audio files, the MP3s, and all the videos that are present with Roger Stone. So you can find those very, very easily. The next is the video on demand button right below it. And those are Vimeo videos that are over there. And there's three main channels at the present. The first one is our podcast media broadcasting essentials. We have several videos over there. There's two now, maybe soon three. The next is wellness and anti-aging protocols. We do not have the wellness conditions open generally except for our we call special elite customers that are regular. But the best way is actually to look at the videos. And these there's a small fee for each video to look at a particular condition, whether it's congestive heart failure or recovery from stroke or recovery from Lyme disease. And there's a lot more information than present even in just the wellness conditions themselves. The last one is a series of documentaries, including the one with Roger Stone, done a couple weeks ago. And we'll be doing more with Roger and other geopolitical experts are putting them up in our video demand channel. So I think you'll find that very useful. And then the live stream and YouTube videos, there's a sign-up we recommend. If you go over to that sign-up page, we're just doing some fixing there, you'll be able to sign up and make sure you're signed up for both the live stream and others. Vimeo Video On Demand page also, you'll see... that on the demand page also gives you all the wellness conditions. This gives you all the conditions that are presently posted up there, whether it's Zika virus, smart meter protection, hypertension, Fukushima Daiichi update. That one was done 2 years ago. That update was very extensive. We have more we're going to be doing with Chris Harris. In fact, he'll be back on the program today with major, major updates. And I'm preparing a book with Chris, so I've been working on it for 5 years, so it'll be the premium book that'll explain about the engineering solutions to the problem at Fukushima, the specific detox, not only for the oceans, but for people, the current technology and the possible, I call them engineering technology, of how we can clear up using advanced subatomic particle physics in order to clear up areas that are toxically poisoned, which is most of the northern hemisphere, and now the southern hemisphere and all the oceans are slowly being poisoned. So you'll see that. And finally, we have a link over to GCN Archives. That's the old shows over there. That'll be taken down here when two things happen. Firstly, GCN stops broadcasting my old shows. And also, we are going to post up our current archives of the last few years directly over on our Deagle Network, which will be searchable. So if you have a particular topic on an issue, I'm going to be cross-indexing and tagging all the old shows. We got a couple calls, so let's go ahead. And we have... I guess we have a few of them here. We have Jimmy in Florida. said, what are the 20 things in your garage you could build in the government took all of the guns to defend yourself? Okay, go ahead. Do you have some ideas, or do you want me to do a data dump?
Data dump. Doctor, you were going to commercial last week or a week so when you were talking about it, and they were talking about gun confiscation. You said you didn't care anything about that. There are 20 things you could build in your garage at any given time that would defend your family and keep them away. I just wondered what those were and how we could learn to do that.
Well, the first thing is with some Elmer's glue all and some simple wood like elm wood or whatever, you can make a laminated crossbow very easily with a recurve, and it's far more dangerous than a gun. You can make a siped ball bearings and use an air compressor and make a air compressor ball bearing or accelerator weapon, and it'll accelerate them 10 to 20 times faster than any bullet, much harder than any bullet, will rip right through the side of titanium alloyed bear cats or anything else. You can make a welder's flux accelerator weapon using a linear accelerator tube. You can wire up yourself in a few hours, and you can accelerate that flux to several hundred thousand foot per second.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Welcome back, and I guess Jimmy dropped off the line, but I'll just continue a little bit. Yeah, I know how to make a number of different weapon systems that are pretty easy. You can make in your garage for something you get at a hardware store. They're far more dangerous than guns. And so, to be honest with you, if they try to take your guns, number one, don't give it to them, except give it back to them at one bullet at a time. The first thing I tell people is become a civilian militia. Actually, contact your local sheriff. Become properly deputized. Get properly trained. Also pick up advanced trauma and, basic trauma life support, basic cardiac life support. Have the equipment in your home to deal with compound fractures, wounds, sucking wounds, things like a pneumothorax. If you have a fall, an injury, or something crush your chest, even if you're wearing body armor, you might get a crushed rib that can puncture your lung. You want to make sure that you can evacuate that very easily. You can use something as simple as a Bic pen, or if you have a proper evacuator with a valve, you can purchase through the supply stores, which we can help you with. You can have the equipment to make sure you take care of things. So, I have been a trauma doctor for years, a burn doctor, intensive care unit, etc. You need to have those basic skill sets, which you can pick up in a few weekends, so you're ready. You need to have the equipment. Don't assume the EMTs will be at your beck and call if things fly apart. It's something as simple as an EMP from a coronal mass ejection, or from an EMP from a so-called potential enemy, or something contrived by the globalists just as another false flag. So don't be surprised of anything. Glenn, you have a question. Go ahead.
Yes, hello, Dr. Deagle. I thought I'd reprise the topic that I just discussed with Chris on the previous show. I had played a clip from a physicist who was saying that you're a simulation and physics can prove it or something like that.
The physicist is talking about it being a hologram, that our world is a hologram, is what you're saying.
He didn't speak specifically of hologram, but he used the word simulation a lot. But what I'm interested in getting your take on how I view this stuff right now, and that is, because I think it works pretty well in terms of lining up with the Bible.
Right.
I would say, you know, since God has conveyed his name to us as Yodeh Vavdeh, the I am that I am, he is, you know, and Shema, O Israel, Yahweh is one.
Right.
Yahweh, I would say that God is the one singular transcendental consciousness, the creator, you know, sustainer, redeemer, justifier, all that.
Right.
He is the conscious one, and I think he creates the dimensions
of space,
time, and the other dimension we can see as a framework for the rest of creation, and that within the creation he puts energy and matter. And that the Ruach Kodesh is his manifestation as energy, and Yahushua is his manifestation as matter. Does that sound reasonable?
I'll add to that, and I agree with what you're saying, all right, but I'm going to make it even simpler in some ways. Think of our universe, the greater universe, as three realms. The realm where the Most High God is called Eternal Now. So he lives in eternity, which means there's no past, present, future. Everything is coexistent with God. He is all love, all knowledge, all goodness. In fact, you can't do good unless you're actually hearing and doing Shema, hearing the will of the Father, God. Okay? The next realm below that is a realm of what's called the realm of created consciousnesses or beings. In other words, the angelic host, all the beings in the universe, human beings, etc. And the consciousness varies from the sentient consciousness to what we call non-sentient. So, you know, people need to understand there is a consciousness to even living things like plants, animals, etc. That there's a level of consciousness there which God creates, because there's a spiritual aspect to even the physical realm. Now, the physical realm is created by the spirit realm. The spirit realm actually creates us, literally, the world we're in, because of the collective intentions of all of the consciousness in that second realm. We call the second heaven. Now, it turns out that Satan is the greatest created intelligence in the universe by God, and he's also the greatest musician and poet, etc. And people say, well, why did he turn evil? Because he wanted to be as the Most High and be like the Eternal One, but he existed in the realm of consciousness, which is the second realm.
Mm-hmm.
Now, people have to understand this. The intellect and the emotions always fight against the spirit. There's a dialogue there. The intellect and the emotions always try to create the idea that you're just a one or individual, but you're not a we or therefore. So what Yeshua Jesus taught was that you do it to the least of my brothers and sisters, you're doing it to me. He's trying to teach you're both an I and you're a we. And when you grasp that, then the kingdom happens. And the lower realm that we are in a sense a hologram created by the spirit realm, and our intentions in the spirit determine what physical universe we live in.
Interesting. Yeah, that whole thing about...
Exactly, yeah, that makes...
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. Here's your chance to own land in our great nation for as little as $350 down and $99 a month. At the end of a year, you own it. This is your chance to own a piece of New Mexico in the foothills of a beautiful mountain range that's a national park. Yet a short drive to town, a perfect place to camp or own as an emergency retreat for your family for generations. $350 down, $99 a month. Go to landho.tv now. Similar sized parcels in the same development have sold for up to $15,000, some even more. Folks, we bought this land right and can pass the savings on to you. Purchase online via PayPal at landho.tv. Other listeners have already visited and purchased from our website, so we know there's a keen interest. Don't let this be a missed opportunity for you. Land that's yours in less than a year for an incredible $350 down and $99 a month. Inventory is getting seriously scarce, so visit our website today. Land in sunny New Mexico for $350 down and $99 a month. Landho.tv. LANDHO.TV.
Health in America is becoming a top priority. Or maybe I should say, good health in the world is becoming a top priority. Maintaining a healthy body can be challenging. How about letting Life Change Tea help you? Our tea, you make, you drink, and you benefit. Our unique blend of 8 different herbs helps you maintain good digestion, a healthy colon, and detoxes harmful toxins and parasites out of your body. And you know what? It tastes great! If you're wanting a change, a life change when it comes to health, log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. When you log on to our mobile-friendly website, you can read all the numerous testimonies of how Life Change Tea has helped so many people. We carry many, many beneficial products that help your health and keep you on track. GetTheTea.com. Kind of gets in your head, doesn't it? GetTheTea.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of time.
Does that thesis make some sense? I'm trying to simplify it, but basically our world is a hologram created by the Spirit. Now, when we're truly evangelizing people, we're not just doing things to convince their intellect or their emotions, we're speaking what's called spirit words. Now, what the dark side does is they do things like backmasking of audio tapes and music with reverse speech, and they're speaking reverse speech because in the spirit realm it's reversed and it becomes an intelligible command to literally the collective consciousness to create a reality that is evil. Now, on the other hand, when people speak in tongues, it turns out about 5 to 10% of people that speak in tongues in a public place, and there's always supposed to be someone to interpret those tongues that has what's called the gift of interpretation. Otherwise, it's not right. And I have that gift. And what happens is about 5 to 10% of the time it's real tongues, 45% it's gibberish, and 45% it's evil. And you have to understand that when the Spirit speaks out of your belly, you really can't lie. In other words, that's why we have David John Oates on, and I try to explain this to him because he's been at this 30 years, but he doesn't fully understand the reason for this. For example, if you do the Black Mass, which what we call the Blackwater Masons do, and they try to do a reversal of the Lord's Prayer. We're not just talking about the words backwards. They try to make the sounds backwards. It's because they're trying to speak a negative intention into the spirit realm. Now, what happens is when you speak to someone's spirit and not their intellect or their emotions, you bypass it, you get to the level where they either accept truth or they reject it. And that means that the kingdom is only going to come when we actually speak truth to people's souls, not just trying to convince them that we have the right argument or the right evidence. Because if that was the case, and I've been doing this now for, you know, we're talking with either pro-life or being on radio, Colorado Springs, Clear Channel, and then later for the last 11 years on RBN and Genesis, and doing, you know, movies and things with Prophecy Club and traveling around. If it was just a matter of speaking the truth or showing people evidence, we would have already fixed everything. We haven't fixed everything because we're speaking to people's intellect. And sometimes they'll say, well, they'll use ad hominem attacks because they don't want to accept the truth even if it's in print. For example, if you're to come into an argument with somebody, and I tell them the secret weapon is, if you're arguing with somebody, whether it's a health issue or geopolitical or spiritual, the secret weapon is ask them what time Dr. Deagle can call them anywhere on earth at my dime, Skype, phone number, or email on the earth on any issue that you want to discuss. And what you'll often find is they'll collapse because they don't want to have an intellectual argument with me because they're not going to win it. But what I'm going to also do is I'm going to speak, I call spirit truth to them, because my intention is to serve the Most High God. And when we as Christians and believers, I call believers in the way, the best way to describe it is we are keepers of the way of Yeshua, which is what the church was called before Domitian cursed the Christians and called them Christians, which means little anointed ones. And, you know, the house gathering of believers was what God's intention was. It never was his intention to have giant mega churches, which would have all kinds of apostasy in them, like the South Korean churches or the mega churches here in America, like Saddleback Church in Orange County, California. All these churches have some major form of apostasy that confuses people and gives them religion rather than relationship with God. Because all, you know, what our ultimate goal is not to necessarily convince them about this or that scripture, which is good because it speaks their intellect. It's to develop them a relationship with God so they, without a priestcraft or without a procedure or without some kind of ceremony, can have a relationship, and then they can decide what's good or evil because they have a prayer life and they have a way of discerning what's good or evil. And that's all they have to do. You don't have to to do everything for them or hold them by the hand or make them do certain ceremonies or whatever. That's the problem is, you see, when Yeshua returns, he has to come back with a bride that's prepared, a bride that is, number one, has cleared their conscience of the capacity to do evil, is only trying to do Shema, hear and do God's will, which they have a prayer life. We're not talking about just praying so many minutes a day. We're talking about every decision you make must have God included in it, which is what's called the Sabbath. The Sabbath isn't just a day. It's a relationship that everything you think and do always has God in the equation. That the only one that can allow you to actually do good is to hear and do God's will. So what appears right in our own eyes is almost always wrong, unless it's reflected by the experiences in the Bible or by our personal prayer relationship with God. And that's whether it's a scientific or medical issue. It doesn't matter if it's geopolitical or the money issues. For example, we have ungodly money. We have anti-money right now. We have an ungodly healthcare system where we don't have doctors that are, number one, believers or high priests like the ancient Cohens. We have doctors that now with Obamacare have death panels. The guillotine is actually an ICD-9 code. And they plan on chipping every American by 2018. People need to know this is real. I mean, you know, you can read and weep. Or when you think that the Pope and the POTUS are actually wonderful, godly people, or they have intentions to help people, you have to help them into the grave, because their Agenda 2030 clearly states exactly what they're going to do, or the World Watch Institute, or the Georgia Guidestones. So many documents, you can literally have a fire hose of truth, but it's speaking to their intellect and not their souls. So people will turn the other way, or they'll turn on people like me that are actually trying to save their physical body from suffering and death and disease and radiation, or their spirit from annihilation, because that's where the people go. They don't get to go to a place like Sammy Davis Jr. and party forever in hell with their buddies. They become annihilated alone, falling in the darkness forever. That's not funny. And that's what we're facing. We're facing the annihilation of a great part of human beings. You have to think of Satan, the Satan principle, as the principle of the ultimate intellect, the ultimate ability, if you want to call musician, poet, and author, now coming at us through our intellect and our emotions to make us not believe that we are both an I and a we. Therefore, our intention field we create is one of annihilation. And we're heading
towards
singularity.
Now, when you use annihilation, I think the big question is conscious or unconscious, because it begs the question of whether the person is experiencing psychic or physical agony.
No, we're talking about annihilation. I'll give you a good example, a concrete example. One of my friends is a Russian biochemist by the name of George Mirov, and he was in the Russian Academy of Sciences, and he moved to Sloan Kettering many years ago. I think it was even before Glasnost and Perestroika. He was working in New York at the Sloan Kettering Cancer Institute, and he set up the what's called the institute doing advanced biochemical tests and so on. And because I'm a biochemist and a tinkerer, I was doing tests on all kinds of advanced immunology and toxicology and genetics decades before anybody even had commercial labs like Genova Labs, Doctors Date. I was doing this for decades. So I contacted George, and I was wanting to do testing, for example, on a number of my people, but also my daughter, 22 years ago. And she was just a little baby with Down syndrome. And, of course, we did a metabolic test on her. And George mentioned when we were visiting him in Ossining that he had a car accident in downtown Manhattan, because I was witnessing to him that I was a Christian or believer. And I like to use the word believer rather than Christian, because a lot of time Christian denotes things where a lot of the Christian churches right. are so off their rocker now, it's almost like a slur. So I said, you know, I'm a believer. And, of course, he was Jewish, of course, too. So I said, well, I'm descended from Cohen, so you might want to listen. He said, well, when I had my cardiac arrest in downtown New York and they resuscitated me, and I was out for like 35 minutes, he said, but I'd taken all these fancy nutraceuticals and metabolic factors so I didn't have brain death. So when they brought me back, they were surprised that I was there. He said, but when I was dead, all I saw was nothing. And then I paused for a minute, and I gave George this answer. I said, well, George, that's what you see when you're an atheist. Mm. Nothing. I said, do you understand? You're entering the zone of basically no connection to Source, which is Yeshua God, no connection to other consciousness of the spirit realm. Therefore, you cease to exist. There's a thing called the Day of the Dead in Mexico that has an interesting truth in it, where you can't completely die, your spirit can't completely die until someone forgets that you ever lived and did good on this planet. And to some extent, that's true, because you see, when you die, the I dies, but the we doesn't. So for all eternity, God and a collective consciousness of all the other sentient beings, if they remember you, you never die. In a sense, heaven starts today when you hear and do God's will. Hell becomes evident when the body drops away. And I refer to hell as he has lost our love. In other words, when you disconnect with Source, with the Eternal One, and where we live is what's called, we're collectively the bride of God. That's why he talks about coming to get his bride. We are the Queen of Heaven, which, of course, the apostates and the Druids, which are the apostate Aaronic priests that ruled over the Ephraimic tribes of North Europe, like the Germans, the Celts, and British, etc. They taught the Canaanite and the Jebusite and Hivite and all the other ites philosophy of reincarnation and the other things that their spirits couldn't come down to have a physical body for their children of the Druid cult. Unless they killed a Celtic child, like the ceremony of what's called the Wicker Man ceremony, where they did human mm-hmm. sacrifice. The symbol right now over Israel is a sign of Ashtoreth, the six-pointed Ziggy star.
Oh, yeah.
It's a sign of the Canaanite goddess of human sacrifice. And, of course, remember last month was the 13 days of Beltane. It starts with the feast of Baal and ends with the feast of Moloch, where you take either a child you had by lascivious sex in a moon ceremony with someone else other than your husband. And then you would present that. And if you didn't have a child and weren't pregnant, you would take sweetbreads to the Queen of Heaven shaped like gingerbread boys and girls to put on the arms of the beast to burn them to ashes. Now, people have to understand that human sacrifice is to create what's called an astral sacrifice to the demonic horde of evil. And if people don't believe evil exists, then the Satan principle isn't just in a person, Lucifer, it's also in people. Look at Peter. Jesus said, tonight you will deny me three times. And he said, get thee behind me, Satan. He's saying the same principle is you're disconnected from God, you're making excuses, you're not suggesting with God first your decisions of what you're going to do. Therefore, you are operating in the power of darkness. Now, Satan and evil is not the opposite of good, it's the absence of it. People try to think, so the best way to think of Satan is not the bringer of light, or they call him the morning star, it's the shadow. So he creates a shadow so you can't see the light. And that's what's going on. We have a shadow over America. Look at Obama, what he's done. He's completely created all kinds of shadows. So we have race war, class war, devalued our nuclear forces so people will think it's okay to challenge America, and it increases the risk of a nuclear conflict. If you have a strong country and a strong military and you take care of your military after they're injured or hurt or disabled, you don't have the danger of war. That's the reason why with the Soviet Union we never had a real true danger except for the poor technology, and almost launch on command that occurred because we had, you know, coronal mass ejections and meteor showers or other things where people made mistakes, and luckily there were, you know, Russians that just knew intuitively. Probably the Spirit of God talked to them, say, no, do not push that button, even though the, you know, the Central Committee of the Soviet, the Duma, is telling you to push the button. So we're in a very dangerous time right now, and we're in a war that is literally in the spirit more than the intellect or emotions. It's okay to kind of tell people the truth, but most people will not hear the truth. Their ears are stopped up and their eyes are covered with crusts unless their spirit hears the resonance that the words that we're speaking are spirit words of truth. They're not going to hear it. You know, right now, we are in the birth pangs. It started last September. It's the 120th Jubilee year since the birth of Adam, birth of born on Sukkot. It's the 2,000 years or 2,000 years of grace since the birth of Emmanuel, which is one who had God knowledge, Yeshua HaMashiach, which means the voice or breath or the vibration or the sound that created his presence in our reality, which is the incarnation of the Father God. There's not three persons, as it says in the mezuzah in, on every Jew's door. There's only one God. And what they have presented in many of the Christian churches, in fact, is a pagan version of Jesus, which is why any Torah Jew that has two clues would not accept our Jesus, because they don't see him as a Hebrew Jesus. They see him as a pagan Jesus. That's a fact. Okay, now, people may be assaulted by that, but intellectually, you got to remember, by and large, the Hebrews and Jews, because they have education pushed so hard, and probably because of their genetic tendency, there's more Nobel Prizes than people with PhDs and advanced degrees and virtually everything that are Hebrew or Jewish than any other group. And that, by the way, includes the Ephraimic tribes of North Europe as well as the so-called Jews. So people need to understand they're not stupid, they're deceived. And currently we have either secular agnostic Jews or atheists because they reject the Sefiot Zaira and the Talmud of Babylon because it's so vile. Or they're just plain evil as hell, like the Rothschilds that literally use wizardry to control the world. And, you know, they're doing, you know, reverse speech, prayers, incantations. They even preach that Solomon created the first temple using the power of demonic power over hordes of demons to actually create the temple. He didn't say it was, in Jewish writings, that it was created by man. Literally, two engineers. One was Jewish and the other was Scottish, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. No. They want to say it was actually created physically by demonic powers that Solomon used by summoning the demonic horde. I mean, do we people want to believe this? And if they hear all the perverted sexual stuff in Talmudic Judaism, they go, you've got to be kidding. Now, most Jews that have two brains rejected it, and unfortunately become communists, atheists, agnostics, or secular humanists, which is why you see Ray Kurzweil, who's a secular agnostic Jew that wants to be a transhumanist and pushing the agenda. Very high IQ, completely rejected the Sefiot Zaira and the Talmudic Judaism. He thinks it's better to merge with technology and become a cybernetic blip in a supercomputer. Now, people need to know this. They don't. But I'm going to unveil all of it. Not just some of it, all of it. And I want people to know that I'm not just speaking intellectual words or emotional words. I'm trying to speak spirit words into their life, because the world right now is on the edge of a catastrophe. And it could happen at any moment. Right now, Venezuela's falling. The doctors are on a hunger strike because they can't get enough equipment. People are dying literally every few minutes in Venezuela, because they can't get simple things like IV fluids and sterile equipment to do surgery. They're already frightened because they've been told they have to do a mass war game because they're actually preparing for a U.S. invasion, which, by the way, is extremely likely because the communists there have been actually working with communist Russians and Chinese for decades, and they have nuclear weapons on their plus divisions of Chinese and Russian troops. I know this from classified and other sources, and including supernatural sources, and I can tell you, the first and most likely place for something catastrophic to happen is not the Middle East, it's Venezuela. That's what's likely to happen next. And the rise of things like the OX513A gene, which I wrote my paper on to explain how when you put oxidative stress... remember the man that they said was the killer of of JFK? You remember what his name was? Remember what his name was?
I can't do it right now. I'm sorry, I can't do it.
Okay. Well, yeah. Anyway, what you have to understand, that man was actually a bioweaponeer working in a U.S. Weapons program in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and they were using a cyclotron to bomb animals like ferrets, and they would have a pathogen in them, and they knew they could weaponize it. They just found it out by mistake. By just simply putting the pathogen in an animal and blasting it so its oxidative stress would drive the evolution to make it more deadly. There was 2 years ago, a scientist taking the H5N1 flu wanted to see if he could weaponize it by simply passing it through 10 generations of ferrets. And he proved it. You could do it. They've known this since the early 1960s, 1950s. So what you have to understand is that the globalists want to slay most of the population of Earth. They have underground hotels and cities that are being built by Bechtel Corporation in America and elsewhere. They're, by the mid-90s, building one new city underground every 7 weeks between 5 and 12 cubic miles in size in either dormant magma domes or these matrix tunnels that they drilled. Like with Phil Schneider and his colleague, John Fiala, who I was his physician, so I know a lot more stuff than most people do about this firsthand. I can tell you, having been in the underground cities myself, you would not believe what's really going on.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds, and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth, I got. Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest, who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contest and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call.
What we're doing now is we're actually creating prayers of intention that we want to spread the whole world with, to really open people's hearts up to the truth which is not an intellectual truth or an emotional truth, but a spirit truth. See, when Jesus came, people's spirits leaped, just like the spirit of John the Baptist leaped in the mother's womb, because he knew that this little baby, Yeshua, was the one with full God knowledge. He was a full incarnation of the Father in the flesh. But guess what? Jesus said, when I return, you shall be qualitatively no different than I, because we become sanctified. We become literally like the Father in the flesh. We become the bride of God, and we are the living stones of the New Jerusalem. And God's not going to come back to a bride that's not ready. He's going to come back to 144,000. It's not a literal number. It's 12,000 of each tribe. It deals with each stone on the breastplate of the high priesthood. Prevents the piercing of Satan to the heart of people, the collective people, because we collectively are the bride of God. We give him children. We live in the everlasting, which means there's constant change, but we are literally the collective sentient bride of the Most High God. Now, what you have to understand is that this is going to happen very soon. It's going to happen in his timing, God's timing, not ours. I don't know the day or the hour, but I can tell you the benchmarks. Our last day of the secular age literally started ticking the clock last September on the fourth blood moon tetrad. It was 120-ish Shemitah starting last September. We are now in what's called the last Shemitah of the age. Right now, we got the last pope, which is Pope Francis. We have the last, in a sense, president of the United States, if things continue the way they are right now. If God's grace is willing to give us provision for another president, it'll be President Trump, because if Hillary gets in, it'll be a revolution, guaranteed. If you try to take away people's guns, you're going to have an armed revolution in this country with 94 million armed Americans, 23 million veterans, and trying to seize their guns. This is going to get ugly. Now, most people don't realize the same level is going on in Canada. Most Canadians have got tons of guns, but when they decided not to turn them in, they actually had to say, well, I guess we have to just take this law off the books because Canadians aren't going to cooperate. So they weren't as vociferous as Americans, but they got lots of guns, lots of weapons, lots of 50 caliber anti-aircraft, lots of everything. I know, okay, I practiced up there. So what I see coming is this year, I'm very concerned about an attempt on Trump's life. I'm very concerned about multi-site terrorism in American soil. I'm very concerned about the invasion of Venezuela very probably happening. And I'm very concerned about the fact that these Turks and these crazy ISIS and ISL that are too big for their britches are going to try to attack Syria and Israel. And Israel has the Samson option. They have nukes in every capital of every city on Earth. They have the most advanced nuclear force on the planet right after ours and Russia's. And they have their own space-based weapon systems and imaging system called ImageSat. I know all the classified contacts inside the Israeli intelligence and so on, and I have physical contacts with these guys, so I know what's going on. And the Israelis will not go down unless every Muslim in every place on earth dies, and every capital that collaborated with the Muslim takeover of Jerusalem and Israel dies as well. And that includes European cities and Americans. So you have to understand, this is coming very quickly. And it's whether or not we hear the Spirit of the Most High God calling us to repent and to take action, and not just to speak intellectual words to argue with people that are you're going to use ad hominem attacks, but pray for them. You know, pray for our enemies like Hillary Clinton, and God will take her out of the running. Pray for Obama. Pray for those people like George Soros that is now like Baron Harkonnen. He's floating around in his wheelchair as he's about to die. You know, understand what's going on right now, because the spirits of men, both rich and poor, free and bond, good and evil, are hanging in the balance right now. This year is one of the last years of human secular history. Back in a moment.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without military funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.